Next main shift, Cecilia sent for her. Harris came into Cecilia's suite to find her sitting up in the hover chair, an attendant with her.
We didn't have time to explain all Lady Cecilia's signal system to you.
Lady Cecilia, always good to see you.
Bev, we'll help you.
Fine. I'll be glad to learn whatever I can. Are you interested in what's been happening with your ship?
Cecilia's shoulder jerked. Was that a response?
That is Lady Cecilia's easiest way to say yes. Lady Cecilia, show her no.
That was the other shoulder. Harris realized that what she had taken for uncontrollable twitching in the shuttle on the way up had been Cecilia talking.
Right shoulder for yes and left shoulder for no?
Cecilia gave a quick jerk of her right shoulder.
I got that. What's next?
What next took longer to learn, but an hour later, Harris was a good bit more comfortable with twitches, jerks, hand clenches, and the timbre of the synthesized voice. Cecilia had even allowed her to hear her own voice. Distorted, uneven in volume and pitch, but her biological voice.
I'm amazed. I confess, I hadn't imagined anything like this. It's so different from...
From the inert helplessness she'd been told of, or the full recovery of a feisty, healthy woman that she'd hoped for.
We didn't dare try a regen tank. Use of regen tanks with neurological problems is tricky at best. You sometimes get good responses, but more often the deficit hardens, as it were. Much safer not to try it until neurochemical repair's been done. Then it's fine for dealing with residual physical deficits.
I see.
Harris remembered that she had more information on the techniques the Guerny Republic doctors had suggested.
I'm going to download everything I got in the Guerny Republic to your desk comp, or...
Yes, a firm response. Harris wondered if the visual prosthesis allowed her to read displays, or could be hooked to a computer output, but she didn't like to ask. The attendant seemed to recognize her discomfort.
I can read it to Lady Cecilia. Her visual capacity is fairly blunt at this time.
Mr. Smith is Prince.
No, he's the Prince's double. Didn't I say that? I'm not sure where the Prince is.
Not double. He is Prince.
Lady Cecilia...
Even though several dozens of people now knew about the clones, Harris was reluctant to discuss them in front of an attendant she didn't know.
Even though I admit he looks like the Prince and sounds like the Prince, I have been informed by... reliable sources that he is not the Prince.
Clone.
M'lady, clone doubles are, as I'm sure you know, illegal.
Not my question.
Whatever her employer had lost, none of it had been intelligence points, or the determination to find out what she wanted to find out. Harris mentally threw up her hands.
Yes, m'lady, he's a clone. Moreover, there are several clone doubles.
Quickly, as clearly as she could, she explained the King's mission, her problem with the clones on Navern, and the discovery that Levati's ship had yet another one.
And we don't know which, if any, is the Prime. The Prince. They call him their Prime. They all have the same memories. They're given deep conditioning tapes after each separation so that they're up to date.
If all alike doesn't matter.
Harris had privately thought this for some time. Why not just declare one of the capable clones the Prince and quietly retire the damaged Prince? The answer, of course, was that someone might have planned just that, and the apparently capable clone could be someone's pawn. So might the Prince.
We left two of them at Guerny and brought along one as a decoy for the safety of those in the medical center. If Sirkin hasn't botched our course, we'll have them all back together and then let the doctors sort it out. If they can.
Cecilia scowled, as difficult an operation as her smile.
That nice Sirkin. What is wrong?
I don't know. You remember her lover was killed. Well, I made allowances for that. She seemed to be coming out of it, doing better, until after we'd left Navern. Then she started making careless mistakes, doing sloppy work.
Harris still couldn't reconcile the Sirkin who did the calculations for those emergency jumps with someone who would forget to make necessary log entries, leave switches on the wrong settings, and so forth.
I'm canceling her contract when we get back to Guerny. I won't risk your life, or mine, for that matter, on someone like that.
No. No mistaking that answer.
Lady Cecilia, I must. I liked her too. You know I did. But a navigator's error can kill the whole crew. I've talked to her. Oblo's talked to her. We've all tried to help her. She made another serious mistake after we left Rotterdam. I can't take the chance.
Wrong. You are wrong.
I wish I were.
Harris debated telling Cecilia of her other suspicions about Sirkin and decided against it. If the girl merely had personal problems, she would not want to have planted other ideas. Time would tell. Besides, Cecilia was a fine one to give warnings. She had ignored Harris's warnings, and look what happened. She glanced at the wall display.
I'm sorry, but I need to get back to the bridge. We can discuss Sirkin later. We're coming into a series of critical jumps to circumnavigate Compassionate Hand territory.
When she returned to the bridge, Skoderen smiled at her from the secondary nav board, and Sirkin was nowhere to be seen. Fine. If Issy and Oblo felt more comfortable with an old crewmate there instead of an unstable civilian, she'd accept that. The first three jumps went without incident. Here, the Benignity had thrust a long arm into former familiar space, but since there were no habitable worlds in the area, no response had been made. It was easy enough to jump over the Compassionate Hand corridor. In fact, it set up a nice series of jumps to avoid the rest of the Benignity. The only tricky part was a rotating gravitational anomaly in the neighborhood of the fourth jump point. After bouncing through the first three jumps, it was necessary to drop into normal space and time the next jump to avoid the rapid G-changes of the anomaly's active arm. Current charts, such as those Skoderen had picked up from Rotterdam Station, gave ships the best chance to get through that fourth jump with the least wasted time. A mistake in timing could send a ship directly into the Benignity, and the Benignity was known to take advantage of any such lapses. Harris reviewed the charts several times before that critical fourth jump to make sure their course would not take them too close to the Benignity. Even if it did, they should be safe. They were small, fast, and it would be sheer bad luck if anyone were patrolling the area where they might emerge. She had Oblo check and recheck the course too, both against the charts and against older references.
The new one's a bit closer, but the border shifts over there with the anomaly and all. I'd say this was fine.
Very well.
They dropped back into normal space on the mark. Oblo pulled up scan data at once.